Good day, and welcome to this week's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your one-stop shop for personal and business insurance solutions. Kicking off with industry headlines, the Insurance Council of Australia has unveiled an ambitious proposal for a $30 billion, $150 million flood defense fund. The plan is a stitch in time, targeting Australia's financially devastating floods, rallying the forces of federal, New South Wales, Queensland, and Victorian governments. The proposed collaboration will span the next decade. Andrew Hall, CEO of the Insurance Council, emphasizes the enormity of last year's insurance claims, clocking up $32 billion. Not only does this initiative promise much-needed investments in infrastructure and property reinforcement, it also lays the groundwork for climate adaptation strategies Australia will rely on in the future. In another, somewhat alarming development, our fellow Australians appear to be reconsidering their health insurance. With living costs spiraling and premium hikes on the horizon, the latest data from Finder shows that 16% are contemplating cutting their private health cover loose this year. What's more, a quarter of Generation Z and a fifth of Generation Y respondents show signs they might part ways with their policies by next year. With mid-range hospital cover currently averaging $154 monthly and an expected hike of close to 4% staring us in the face in April, who wouldn't think twice? Coming up on the calendar is the insurance industry's highly anticipated Outlook 2025 conference. Catch it in Sydney on the 12th of March. Central themes zoom in on the interplay of technology advancement, emerging risks, and evolving brokerages. Prominent voices include Simone Dossitor, CEO of Insurtech Australia, and Coalition General Manager Sam Weaver. Lastly, the Australian Greens propose reforms that echo to the tune of a $4 billion saving on insurance premiums. Sights are set on abolishing insurance stamp duties and broadening the cyclone reinsurance pool to encompass all natural disasters. However, this comes with a tug on the purse strings of fossil fuel companies, who will face increased contributions. The brainchild of this initiative is none other than Senator Mehreen Farooqi. As the debate unravels and details surface, stakeholders and insurers will be watching closely. That concludes this week's headlines in the Australian insurance industry. Don't forget to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for further news and insurance solutions. I'm Paige Estratori, thanking you for tuning in to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Until next Wednesday, keep safe and informed. Australia.